Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter, Zichat Tzadik Lebrocha, Living with Bitochen Message. This series is being sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai in memory of their uncles, Eliyahu Chaim ben Horav Chaim Yitzchok Aryeh and Aaron ben Moshe Kreisel. We just finished the Pesach experience, and the fundamental lesson that we learn and we reiterate and we, in a certain sense, relive in the Pesach experience is really the underlying basis for all of the bitochen in life. The Rishonim put it in a very simplistic way. They say, Kol habriteach ma'amin. Everyone who has trust in Hashem has to believe. He has to believe in Hashem. He has to believe in Hashem's power. Otherwise, how can he trust him? He has to believe in Hashem's benevolence and kindness. Otherwise, how can he trust him? He has to believe in Hashem's knowledge of everything that's going on. Otherwise, how could he trust him? He has to believe in his willingness to get involved in every minute detail and aspect of human existence. Otherwise, how can he trust him? So, kol habriteach ma'amin. Therefore, it would seem imperative that to develop and expand and to fine-tune the midas habitochon, which is this sense of trust, reliance, a confidence in Hashem in every situation that faces us in life, in order to develop and maintain that bitochen, it would seem critical, it seems critical, it is critical, to have the underlying concepts of emunah. How do we develop that emunah? Emunah meaning that belief that Hashem is all-powerful, is all-knowledgeable, knows everything, is involved in every detail of our existence and is completely and totally motivated with love and kindness and loving kindness to be able to help us and resolve for us every challenge and every difficulty in our lives. And I think that the Pesach experience is the best teacher of this lesson, because what do we do on Pesach? We review, we recite, we remember, we relive the first public experience that anyone in this world had with seeing the Creator in the fullness of His creative powers and creative involvement with every aspect of our existence. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov, the Shivtekor, they dealt directly with Hashem. And they spoke to him, and they followed his directives, and they even intuited on their own the directives of the Torah, as I'll tell us. But they didn't see this Hashkocha, protest, this extent of Hashem's creative involvement in the entire world. Adam HaRishon didn't see it because he was created late on the sixth day when the world was already created. So the first time that Hashem, in his multiple roles as creator and supervisor and involver and carer and caring for every detail of creation and of every human being, was first seen in Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, we saw it in unprecedented dimensions. We saw the Jew in the Mitzri drinking from the same cup, one blood, one water. We saw the Jew and the Mitzri standing in the same room, one in broad, bright daylight, and the other one frozen in pillars of darkness. And on, all over the Nisim of Mitzrayim. And then on the Yam Suf, we saw miracles, the enemy drowning as we walked through on dry land, something which led the Klal Yisrael to the highest levels of Emunah. The Torah is made on them by Aminu B'Hashem U'V'Moshe Avdoi. They reached Emunah in Hashem U'V'Moshe Avdoi, where the Chazal tell us that the lowliest maidservant on the Yam Suf saw greater nevuah than Yechezkel HaNovi B'Nevuosai. So this is what was witnessed, publicly witnessed, recorded, and passed down for posterity. passed down not only as folklore, passed down not only as text that was meticulously written and rewritten and guarded and protected from any change and from any mistake, but is passed down as text and as lifestyle. A life, an entire life, a whole year long, living the life of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and specifically the mitzvahs of remembering the miracles of Mitzrayim. We sit at the Seder. We relive the events. We live in that dual state of avdus and chayrus, and servitude. We remember the bitterness and the slavery and the suffering, the salt water, the tears, the charisis, the mortar, the bitterness of the experience, and the matzah, both the lechem oini, the limited type of bread that they ate, and then the speed with which they had to leave Mitzrayim when that moment came that Hashem didn't let them in his infinite kindness remain there for even a split second. And he took them out. And when we relive all of these things, then we come to a deeper appreciation of Hashem's involvement, of Hashem's care, of Hashem's love, of the fact that Hashem reveals himself to human beings. He revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron spoke directly with him. And the fact that he pays attention and meticulously involved with every single detail, not just the global issues, not just the communal, the national or the communal issues, but the individual cup of water for the Mitzri and the Jew, the individual room for the lightness and the darkness, the individual plant that the Jewish owner lost his, kept his peace, and the Egyptian owner had the plant devoured, even if it was the same plant. And this hashgocha that we saw, frogs discerning between Jew and Mitzri, the Malchamodes discerning between Jew and Mitzri. Every prayer of the Mitzri ferreted out, even though they were not known, and every Jew protected. These events being relived, recounted, re-experienced, and relived have a strong impact on strengthening that emunah in Hashem, which is the foundation of all of our bitochen. But there's another piece that we do at the Seder. Another piece that's critical to maintain this emunah. And that piece is, we say hallel. We praise Hashem for the miracles. The Ralbag teaches us that they had to say the Shira when they came through the Yamsuf in order to straighten and further expand and develop their emunah. The Torah testified that they were v'aminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe Avdei, that they believed in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu when they came through the Yamsuf, when they saw the miracles of the Yamsuf. They came after all the miracles of Mitzrayim, and they really recognized in the fullness of those miracles when they came through the Yamsuf. But they still had to say Shira to praise Hashem for those events. Otherwise, that emunah would have been weakened. It wouldn't have been expanded to its fullest capacity. Because unless we articulate and express, and sometimes even publicly, that sense of recognition of what Hashem is doing, we lose it. And that's why, at the Seder, part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, part of the experience that we relive, the Avdus and the Cheirus, is all coupled with the Hallel, with the praising Hashem, whether it's the Dayenu, whether it's the Hallel, whether it's the Hoidu, or whether it's the Nishmas, all praising and recognizing and articulating and therefore crystallizing the fact that all of this happened to Klal Yisrael, and the recognition and deepened and permanentized realization that Hashem is the all-powerful, knows all, cares all, loves all, gets involved with every, even the minutest detail of our existence. And that forms the foundation of our ability to put our trust in him. There's another thing, it's well known somewhat, it's brought in the Kaf HaChaim for Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, that if a person has a tzara, and he's mekabel on himself, that he'll say nishmas in front of a minion, the shira v'zimra, you know, to sing it, I guess, in a joyful praise, then Harbi, he says, Nitzolu Derech. So many people were saved with this. And I believe that this is a very important idea, because besides the praising crystallizing the emunah, making us realize it because we articulated it, when we recite that praise, we do something else. We assure that we won't forget it after the fact. Sometimes when chesed is done for us, and we tend to want to forget it, we tend to want to deny it, it's too painful to be beholden. But we declare even before, when Hashem will help me, I will not forget. In fact, that may be the reason sometimes he doesn't help us, because he would rather see us close to him in the situation of need and asking and beseeching and relying, rather than to grant us, and then we say, shkoyach, we forget about it. So we say, no, I will not forget about it. I will publicly declare that it's all from you. And in that process, assure that I will never forget. And that's really what David HaMelech said in the Pasuk, Ani b'chas b'chobotachti. I trusted in your chesed. I know you're full of chesed. I know what happened in Mitzrayim. We saw the chesed that happened to the Klal Yisrael, the chesed of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the chesed of the Kriyas Yamsuf, and the greatest of all, chesed in the Kabbalah Satira of Har Sinai. But Yogelibi b'shuasecho, because I know your chesed, my heart will rejoice that the Yeshua is going to come to my personal situation. But I promise you, oh Shira Lashem, Kigoman Olai, I will sing Shira, I will praise you when it happens, so that you know I'm not going to forget. You can grant me that which I beseech you for and which I'm relying on you for, because you don't have to worry that after that I'll say Shkoyach and it's all over and I'll try to forget and to deny that it's from you. But rather, oh Shira Lashem Ki Gomala, after you do it, I promise you, I will sing your praises and let it be known and be known and let be known to myself and let it be known to others that it's all coming from you. I think that when we strengthen the basis of this emunah, it actually prepares us and leads us to be able to find the ability to climb the ladder, so to speak, and that's what we have to try to do, and that's what we have to try to constantly revisit, refocus in this series, to climb the ladder of the levels of bitochon and trust in Hashem, which is the ultimate koyach to bring about the deepest level of connection with Hashem. It's known that there are different levels of bitochon, and I'd like to just preface this comment with the following. I think it's important that we realize that since we're dealing with internalizing a feeling, a midah, since we're dealing with being kine to acquire and to make part of ourselves this midah bitochen, not just to be lip service, not to fool ourselves to think that there's a bitochen button or a lever that you press and then everything comes forth. It's a lifetime of work. It's a midah to be developed. And therefore, one of the ways that we do develop things is by repetition. And therefore, sometimes we have to take the basic concepts that we know intellectually and review them occasionally and repeat them again and again and refocus on them to bring them, as the Bali Musa say, traverse with them the greatest distance in the world, the distance from the mind to the heart. Bitochon is in the heart. We have to find the emotional capability never to give up, not to give up hope, to be always hoping, to be always awaiting, to be always counting, to be trusting and to relying on Hashem, and to feel that closeness with Him that we can count on Him for anything. This can only come by the review and the review and the repetition. And I would just like to lay out some of the basic levels of bitochon, and hopefully in subsequent sessions we'll be able to go in more depth into these levels. The base level seems to be, in the Loshon of the Chazon Ish, Ein Mikra Lefonav. Everybody has to know. There's no accidents. Everything in front of Hashem is calculated. Hashem is in control of everything. He is involved in everything. He is in control of everything. There's no matzor. There's nothing that prevents him from doing anything. And there's nothing that happens by accident. Beyond that, there are levels of hope. actually four different concepts or lashonos in the Lashon Kodesh which refer to this hope. There's tzipui, there's chikui, there's yichul, and there's tivui, tikva, hope and awaiting and different forms of hope. Now, hope does not necessarily mean that I am sure of the outcome, but I am sure that I don't give up hope. As Chazal tells us, afilu cheref chodo munachas al tzavoro shel odom, even if the sword is right on the back of the neck of a person, al yimna asmu min harachamim. Don't hold yourself back. Don't restrain yourself from feeling and believing and knowing that Hashem has rachamim. To the very end, to the last moment, that hope doesn't fade. And when that hope refuses to fade, it sort of eases us and leads us into another level, a level of confidence, a level not only of kivui and sipia and yichol and shikui, but a level of bitochi, batuach, sure, trust. For sure, trust. It's very interesting that that level of bitochen, and it seems from the Meforshim that all of these levels are included in the concept of bitochen. The definition Rashi says of bitochen is there won't be any daiga. There's no worry. One of the essential ingredients in this trust in Hashem is there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. There's no daiga. There's no concern. There's no worry. So therefore, in the life of the Baal Bitochen, there are two forces that work simultaneously. The force that entitles and enables him to achieve the desires of his heart, and we'll have to elaborate on that in the future, there's Hashem, and the force that allows him to feel, under the most dire and difficult of circumstances, menuchas nefesh. Menuchas nefesh habiteach, as the Chodesh Alvava says, peace of mind, absence of worry, nothing to be concerned about. What me worry? There is nothing to worry about. The Rabbeinu Shalom has everything under control. And who has everything under control? The Baal HaChesed, the Baal HaRachamim, the Baal HaYecholes, the Baal HaDeor, the Baal HaYedia, everything. And the name of that leads a person to the greatest level of Menuchas HaNefesh. Be'ez Hashem, we look forward to continue this series Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. And we should all be zeicha in a world of confusion and difficulty and challenge, to be zeicha, to be strengthened emunah that emanates from the Pesach experience and the bitochon that arises based on that, built on that, from that, that can make all the difference in the challenges and difficulties of our lives and give us a life of true menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, without any worry or concern.